Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a missed opportunity, a tough conversation, or just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? Well, guess what? We all do. But here is the thing. Life isn't about avoiding those curveballs, it's about learning how to hit them out of the park. And that's where stoicism comes in. Today, we're diving into the powerful world of Stoic principles' ancient wisdom for building resilience that can help you navigate any storm. We're talking practical strategies, real-world examples, and a whole lot of motivation to help you become the calm amidst the chaos. First up, let's talk about accepting what you can't control. It sounds obvious, right? But seriously, how many hours do we spend stressing over things that are simply out of our hands? Traffic jams, other people's opinions, even the weather, it all adds up. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can influence. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. Think of it like this. You can't control the waves, but you can learn how to surf them. Next, practice mindful awareness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's simply about paying attention to the present moment. When you feel yourself getting caught up in anxious thoughts or worries about the future, gently bring your focus back to what's happening right now. Take a deep breath. Notice the sensations in your body and appreciate the small things around you. It's like hitting the pause button on that crazy rollercoaster of emotions and taking a moment to just breathe. Remember your values. What truly matters to you? Is it family, friendship, creativity, or something else entirely? When you face challenges, reconnect with those core values. They'll serve as your compass, guiding your decisions and helping you stay true to yourself. Think of it like having a set of GPS coordinates that lead you back to what's important, even when things get messy. Find meaning in adversity. This one might sound tough, but hear me out. Stoicism doesn't deny the existence of pain or suffering, it simply encourages us to find meaning in it. Challenges can be opportunities for growth, learning, and developing inner strength. Every obstacle you overcome adds another layer to your story, making you a more resilient and compassionate person. Finally, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoicism reminds us to appreciate the abundance already present in our lives. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the things you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, even the simple pleasure of a warm cup of coffee. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you find joy in the everyday moments. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates these principles. Picture this. Sarah, a talented musician, had been working tirelessly towards a major audition for years. She poured her heart and soul into practicing, visualized success, and was ready to shine. But then, disaster struck. She woke up the day of the audition with a severe case of laryngitis. Her dream seemed shattered in an instant. Instead of spiraling into despair, Sarah remembered her Stoic training. She couldn't control her illness, but she could control her reaction. She took deep breaths, practiced mindfulness, and reminded herself that setbacks are a part of life. She reached out to her friends for support, focused on her gratitude for the journey so far, and found meaning in this unexpected challenge by using her time to rest and develop new musical ideas. When she recovered, Sarah went back to practicing with renewed determination and a fresh perspective. While she didn't win that particular audition, she had gained something even more valuable: resilience and a deeper understanding of herself. So, what are you taking away from today's episode? Remember, life throws curveballs, it's inevitable. But by embracing Stoic principles, accepting what we can't control, practicing mindful awareness, remembering our values, finding meaning in adversity, and cultivating gratitude, we can become the calm amidst the chaos. We can learn to surf those waves, not be swallowed by them. Want to dive deeper? Share your thoughts on this episode with us. What's one Stoic principle you're going to put into practice today? Let's keep the conversation going on our social media pages. Links are in the show notes. Until next time, stay calm and keep conquering.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.